Scorpion shotgun. Here's the snap. He rolls left. He throws.
Welcome to Season 3, Episode 4, with Dan Paulos and NJ Brown. I am Ashley Sachdeva, and we will be discussing BC football today. So, we have a big week this week. We're playing Clemson on Saturday. It's a sold-out game. College Game Day is coming. This is the first time they've been here since, what, I think 2008?
2009.
Okay.
And the third time in school history.
Third time in school history, and the last two times were against FSU, if I'm not wrong.
Yes.
And I think we won both times as well.
We did.
So, there's high expectations going into this game. So, what are you guys looking forward to, and how do you think the season's been going so far?
Well, I think the season has been going great so far. The only bad loss I see is to Purdue, which looks way better now that they've beaten both ranked Ohio State and Iowa. So that loss doesn't even look that bad anymore. I think we look great. Analyzing the Virginia Tech game, I'd say we got off to a slow start, but our defense gave us the momentum in the second half without A.J. Dillon, and we were still able to pull up a good win in Blacksburg. Versus a very good Virginia Tech team by 10 points. So I think we have a lot of momentum running into this game.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at Clemson's schedule, they have blown out basically every team except for Syracuse.
Yep.
They only beat Syracuse by 4 at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're on the same level, if not better, than Syracuse. So I think we have a really good chance. So I'm excited. College game day. I'm super excited. NJ, what do you think?
I mean, Clemson did score 77 points in the last game.
Against
Louisville team.
Yeah,
but also, we didn't score 77 points against Louisville.
Yeah.
They're also 2-7.
Right.
But it is something to
it's
keep
something
in mind
to think about.
We,
mm-hmm.
I am cautiously optimistic. I think that it's going to be a good game. We beat Louisville by 18 when we played them, so obviously not as great as Clemson beat them, but we also kept opponents to, 7 points? Our last two opponents in the second half, we've kept them to 7 points combined. So that's pretty huge. So I think that it's going to be a very fun game. I don't think we're going to get blown out or just, lose 77-16, but
it's going to be a close game.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I think the Virginia Tech win was huge. I think that a lot of people expected us to not win.
Last time we went to Virginia Tech, we lost 49-0.
Exactly. So we expected, so I think this, winning that game was a huge, push into Clemson game, which is a huge, huge win for us to, get our confidence up and be good. But I will say, during the Virginia Tech game, the second half, we made some good plays, but there's little hiccups. And I think those hiccups could go a long way in the Clemson game, because you mess up a few times. I mean, Clemson has the ball, they're gonna run with it.
So
Anthony Brown has to hit his spots.
Yeah,
in the game, which
Anthony Brown
has
to hit his spots, and here's the thing: Clemson, when they cause turnovers, make you pay for it.
Yeah.
So for us to win, everything has to go right. They're currently favorite to win this game by 20 points.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a bit of a generous spread.
It's absurd. they don't believe in BC.
No,
I mean,
they don't.
We're ranked 14 now. We moved up what?
14 in the coaches poll.
Yeah.
17 in the AP poll.
Yeah.
And the college football playoff rankings come out at 6 p.m. tonight.
Okay. So we're still top 20. Regard of the two polls, and so we'll wait for the third one. But they are just underrated. We're underrated right now.
I think we're underrated too. But I will say our defense has to be on from the get go.
Yeah.
I think the key to this game will be our defense.
Yeah.
We're facing a very good quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. Obviously, he's a first year quarterback, but he can throw the ball. He throws it deep. They take shots. Our cornerbacks and secondaries have to be on their game, because I'm not sure if you watched, but Sebastian, number 10, one of our key cornerbacks, got beat a few times. I think both of Virginia Tech's passing touchdowns were against him. So
yeah.
I think he has to, although he did get that interception, that led to a BC touchdown to put us in the lead. I do think he can't make mistakes like that again.
Right,
our secondary
exactly.
has to be solid because they have very talented wide receivers.
Right. There's just no room for errors this game. We saw a bunch at the beginning of the season, and we still, like, shook it off. We had easier teams, but this one, you know, just zero errors. I will say A.J. Dillon did get injured in the fourth quarter, I believe, of Virginia Tech. Is there any word on, like, if he's completely in this Friday or this Saturday?
So there is a word. So Adazio had a conference last night, and he said he's bouncing around. He is taking snaps. He's not 100%, but they are expecting him to go. It will be a game time decision.
Yeah.
One of my friends said that he saw AJ Dillon on campus, and he's not walking around in a boot, so that's also a good sign. So we're hoping he can go, but also Levy, when he came in, ran for 2 touchdowns,
right.
and he's quick.
Right.
Since we've never seen him, when A.J. Dillon was previously out, we played Glines, but they moved Glines out to wide receiver, and now Levy's running. And Levy looks very good, so even if Dillon's not in, I think our...
75 yards and 11 carries. Yeah.
75 yards on 11
yeah.
carries against a good defense.
Yeah.
I do believe A.J. Dillon makes a huge impact.
Oh,
don't get me wrong. But I also think that Anthony Brown making those passes, you know,
yeah.
Even
are just, you know, because you can only run A.J. Dillon so many times before, you know, they catch it.
A perfect example
yeah.
of this was when they did the, I think, you know, they like to run the sweeps with Jeff Smith because he's been a quarterback too. So they ran a play where they gave it to Jeff Smith on the sweep, who passed it back to A.J. Dillon, who passed it back to Anthony Brown, and then he threw it. He had Idrizi, our second tight end, wide open, and he threw it behind him. It would have been a touchdown if it was in front of him.
Yeah.
Think little things like that
right.
can't happen.
No. So, like you said, the worst loss that we had was, I would say, the Purdue loss. But they were 0-3, and I think that, like, a lot of people were like, we were pretty cocky coming in 3-0, but looking at their losses that were 0-3, they were pretty close.
They
every
lost
single one of them.
All games, like,
yeah.
by 2 points.
Yeah, exactly.
They missed. They
yeah.
lost one game on a missed field goal.
Yeah. So, yes, tough loss, but, like, I feel like, you know, we could have.
And as I said, they smoked Ohio
yeah.
State, who was 3 at the time,
mm-hmm.
and they just beat Iowa this week by, I believe, 7.
Oh, really?
So,
yeah.
and Iowa was 16th in the
yeah.
nation at that point. So I do think that both of our losses don't look bad.
Right.
And
then our other loss was to NC State, and A.J. Dillon wasn't playing that game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think one of our underrated wins was beating Temple at home by 10. If you watched this past weekend, Temple almost beat the undefeated UCF team.
Oh, really?
They lost by 12, but that was they were winning by 17 at one point.
Really?
So I think that's also an underrated win
yeah.
that we have on our resume.
Yeah. And we are undefeated at home. So, looking forward to this Saturday to continue to be undefeated at home.
Definitely our struggles
yeah.
come away.
yeah.
And,
I like that it's a night game. Also, they were talking about the weather. So, Clemson is sunny and 75, like, pretty much year-round.
It's going to be a cold day.
It's
going to
be a cold day. And
cold
I heard
night.
The last time Clemson played in, like, 30-degree weather was, like, a long, long time ago.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
this should be a very interesting matchup, how they deal with the weather and how used to we are with it.
Yeah, what's the weather forecast for Saturday? I know it's supposed to be cold, but
it's supposed to be
30s not
and
40s, raining.
30s.
Not raining,
yeah.
but 30s and 40s, which is perfect weather.
I mean, that gives
in
us
in my
an
opinion,
advantage.
I don't care.
We're used to that, but
yeah, we're used to that one. It gives us an advantage for sure.
I also read
especially after playing that Pinstripe Bowl.
Oh my gosh!
Yes,
the Pinstripe Bowl.
We strongly have an advantage. I don't think Clemson's have ever played in like. New York winter.
And despite us having this beautiful new field house, I read an article about Adazio forcing his team to practice outside today.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Getting ready for the weather.
Yeah. No. Adazio is a good coach. I believe that he's doing everything right this season. And I, you know, everyone, you don't agree?
Okay. Here's the thing about Adazio. I agree. I think he's a good coach. No one can take away how well he's done recruiting the past few
right.
seasons. Like, he attracted A.J. Dillon and got
yeah.
him to come.
Yeah.
He's brought in a lot of key pieces like Tommy Sweeney,
mm-hmm.
Kobe White. Kobe White's our best wide receiver this year, and he's
yeah.
a sophomore. Bringing in Levy, bringing in all these new defensive players. Also, both of our defensive ends are projected to go in the top 40 in Wyatt Ray and Zach Allen. So I think we have a lot of talent.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I will say about Adazio is his play calls can be super predictable. And, like, he has mixed in some trickery this
yeah.
season, but I think we have to shake it up more Like, even in the first half of the Virginia Tech game, we ran it on first and second down every single time.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather see Anthony Brown take some shots down the field early on and
mm-hmm.
just running it and being content with punting the ball.
Yeah. I 100% agree with that. Like, they can tell what we're about to do. They know it. They've watched our tapes.
It's predictable.
They know who the main player on our team is. It's AJ Dillon. They know exactly who to look out for. I think, yeah, he's gotten very predictable in that sense, so maybe he'll switch it up for Clemson, because I'm sure he knows this.
I hope so.
Yeah. Anything else about BC hockey? Or, I mean, BC football?
I mean, I will say Clemson has another genius coach in Dabo Sweeney.
Yeah.
So.
And they have a rep to maintain. They're coming into this game saying, thinking, like, all the news articles are saying BC's Clemson's biggest threat, which is kind of scary to, like, hear.
Because
you're like, oh, no. Like, where their threat?
Projected us from the beginning of the season to have the best shot at beating Clemson.
Yeah, which is really, it's a high standard to hold. A very high expectation.
And here's the thing. Okay, if I pull up the ACC standings right now, we are, I believe, 4-1 in the ACC, and they're 5-0. So if we win, we control our own destiny.
Right.
And we can easily win
right.
our side of the ACC.
Yeah. And then looking at our next two games after Clemson, it's Florida State,
it's
which should
Syracuse.
Be a win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Syracuse.
Syracuse may be a little bit of a tougher situation.
But at least
but
we'll be
still,
at home.
Like, it will be at
yeah.
home. It is over Thanksgiving break, unfortunately. But
I'll be back.
but I hope that one we can pull through too, and I know if we beat Clemson, that confidence will definitely stroll through for the next 2 weeks
and
into the end of the season. So yeah, it's really good to be at BC with a good football team in
yeah,
a while.
I
yeah.
totally agree.
100% agree. Anything else?
I think we're good.
Good on that.
3rd and 4 for the Eagles here. Murphy in shotgun. Here's the snap. He rolls left. He throws. Touchdown!